Detective Inspector, you scared me. What are you doing here so late? You were looking for me. How did you know I'd be here?
No, don't tell me.
You're a detective. Of course you'd know I'd be here. Did you have some questions for me? No, I don't mind. I want to be helpful. I want to help you find who did it. I mean, it's such a ghastly crime. Such a violent murder. Ugh. So much blood. I don't envy you. I do not envy you at all. Having to look at those bodies. Oh, just thinking about it makes me need a cup of tea. Would you like one? It's no trouble. It's polite. Just make yourself comfortable. Milk? Sugar? Not a problem. So you had questions? My alibi? I thought we'd already been through this. No, I don't mind. Milk? Sorry. You do. Good. Here's your tea. My alibi.
For which murder?
All of them. Well, let me think. Well, as you very well know, my alibis were all fictional. No, don't try to get up. I know, the drugs were fairly strong, but I couldn't take a chance on you. Oh no. You figured me out. I knew that you would. And you are clever and cunning. So I couldn't take the risk. I had to use the strong drugs. But they didn't spoil the flavour of the tea, did they? No. Because tea is important. Politeness is important. Respect is important. And I respect you. You know, let me just make you more comfortable. Lay you down. No. Don't struggle, just give in. That's right. My dear Detective Inspector. And you are my dear. All the other detectives were so mundane. So ignorant. They had no idea. They were so mundane, so ignorant. They never made the connection that you did. They never saw the patterns, the clues, my signature. You are a canny one. And it is that wily, canny nature that made you first catch my eye. I thought you were just another one. Another detective. Someone who would ask me the same old questions, smile at me, thank you for my time, and then just walk away. No, you saw something beneath the surface. You saw me. And I saw you. I've been looking for you for such a very long time. Someone to play with. It's been boring. Not the killing. The killing is glorious and artful. The feeling of blood on my skin. Holding a beating heart in my hand. There is nothing like it. But temporary. The thrill fades away. And then the emptiness returns. I need someone to play with. And that's you.
Oh, our game has been exciting. Move and countermove. You have come so close to discovering me. You have been so close so many times. I remember hiding behind a door while you were looking at the body, intently examining it, looking for clues. And you sensed me. I could tell. You froze. The hairs on your neck stood up. And I felt something unfamiliar. I mistook it for fear first. Apprehension. And then I realized it was passion. It was lust. It was love. An emotion I'm not too familiar with. I can fake it. I can fake so many emotions. But you make me feel things I've never felt before. Want and yearning and, oh, an urge to play with you. So we played. We danced. And then you worked it all out. You knew it was me. That I am the murderer you've been looking for. And you came here tonight to confront me. To arrest me. To end my reign of terror. Oh, dear, dear Detective Inspector. You came so close, so close. But I know you. I know you down to your very bones. I'm your soulmate. Two sides of the same coin. Darkness and light. And I love you. I've been watching you. I can't help it. As our courtship progressed, because what is this game if not a courtship? My need to be close to you, it became overwhelming. So I watched you through windows, through secret cameras. And I saw you with her. So sweet and innocent. Exactly like my victims. Your dear little wife. Oh, no, don't cry. We're together now. She brought us together. She was the final one. The final victim. I won't kill anymore. Not alone, oh no. Because I have you. Next time we'll kill together. Oh, no. Don't cry. It was quick. So very quick. But painful. Because she dared touch you. Dare she? I didn't mean for it to be painful. I wanted to show mercy. But thinking of her touching you, being close to you, anger, I couldn't help it. She had to suffer. She had to be punished. Oh no, 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 no. My darling Detective Inspector, be still. It's easy if you don't fight the drugs. Just enjoy it. First, there is disorientation. Your senses are dulled. But euphoria follows so long as you don't struggle. Don't struggle. The game's over. The courtship's at an end. We're together now. Soulmates. Partners. This is the beginning. Oh, my poor Detective Inspector, what a life you've lived. Colorless, insipid. Forced to be good, to follow the rules. But there was something in you, something beneath the surface. Why did you become a detective? Tell me. What is it about death that fascinates you so? That lures you ever closer. The sacrifices you've made, family, friends. So single-minded in the pursuit of monsters. So desperate to be with your own kind. Oh, you lie to yourself. Your pretty, innocent wife. A disguise. A lie. So many lies. Caged by lies. But I'm going to free you. I'm going to release your monster. I'm going to set you free. You're going to be just like me. And I'm doing it because I love you. I can see the real you. Just the way you see the real me. We're the same. No, no, don't deny it. Don't fight it. It's easier if you don't fight it. I don't want it to hurt. I don't want to hurt you. But I will. I'll do whatever it takes to free you. For us to be together. Because that's what love is. Love is making the hard decisions. Making the hard choices. Even if it makes the one you love scream and cry and shake with sorrow. Because this is temporary. You'll shed the lies. You'll leave the cage. And you'll be free. You'll be with me. And we will kill together. You're being still. You're giving in to the drugs. I knew you would. Because that is why you've been looking for me. That's why you've been chasing monsters. You've been chasing your destiny. And now, my dear Detective Inspector, you've found it.